Okay, so Parsha Shlach Tavshinayin Beis. So after the Inyan HaMeraglim, we start a new Parsha. And the Parsha says like this, V'chisishgu v'loisasot kol ha-mitzvah sa'il asher diber Hashem el Moshe. And the Pasha goes to explain the Par Helem Dover Shal Tzibur, if the Beis Din gave a hoiro, the Tavir Zor is mutar, there's a special call, but it's being a par l'oila and a seir l'chatas. And the Par Helem Dover Shal Tzibur, legabi avoy de Zora, and the Korban Chatas of avoy de Zora, it's outside of the regular Parsha, because the Parsha, Par Helem Dover Shal Tzibur, on all the virus, and the regular Chatas is the Sefer Vayikra. For some reason, the Par Helem Dover Shal Tzibur legabi avoy de Zora, and the Seir Chatas of avoy de Zora, which is a Seira, is in this Parsha, right after the Parsha Semeragim. The question, what's the Kesher? But more important, so let's analyze each one. So the Pasuk talks about Par Helem Dover Shal Tzibur, that the Beis Din makes a hoiro that we resort is mutar. So how does the Pasuk describe that? The Pasuk says, V'chisishgu v'losasus kol ha-mitzvus ha'il asher diber Hashem el Moshe. If you have a shtos and you don't do all the mitzvus asher diber Hashem el Moshe. Now, all the mitzvus, Chazal say, doesn't mean that you, the Beis Din pasken that all the mitzvus, first of all, because it's not even shayach. And the Achronim also say, because call a mitzvah sa'ila, the pasuk says in the end, v'ine me'ine ha'ida nesta v'shkoga. If it was done, and nesta v'shkoga is beloshen yochid. So it can be that the Beis Din pasken against all the mitzvahs. So the Gemara says the following. Says the Gemara in Huris and Avches. The Gemara says that hanei krai be'avde k'chov imayre. This pasuk is talking about avodah k'chov. So when it says tishku is kol ha'mitzvah sa'ila, it's talking about avodah zara. So the Gemara, my mashma. So the Gemara says, the pasuk says, "V'chisishgu v'loisasus kol ha-mitzvah sa'ile, eizu y'mitzvah she'ishkula she'kol ha-mitzvah," which the mitzvah, which is equal and equivalent to all the mitzvahs. The Gemara says, "Havi yoimer z'avodes kechovim." So the pasuk calls avodes kechovim kol ha-mitzvahs. Now, why is that? Why? So the Gemara says, "Eizu y'avera she'ishkula keneged kol ha-mitzvahs." So the Gemara, "Havi yoimer z'avodes kechovim." So now why is shkula keneged kol ha-mitzvahs? So Tosfos says is very poshut because the Gemara says in Chulin, kol ha-moide b'avodah zarah is kilu koifer b'tol ha-ketorah kula. And the reason is because if you're moide b'avodah zarah, so then you're not doing mekayem the mitzvahs. It's very simple. It's not there because the mitzvahs are derivatives of the emun of Hashem. If you don't believe in Hashem, if you believe in avodah zarah, you won't do any mitzvahs. So therefore, if you once you agree, once you're oive avodah zarah, you will not do any of the mitzvahs. So that's Shittas HaToisus in Davches, in Hurius. And the same idea, says the Ramban here in Parsha Shlach, V'chisishgu laleches aloyim achirim, v'lo isasu dovar mikol mitzvahs Hashem, zog the Ramban, ki amoyde beloka zuloso, if you believe in another God, kvar hu batet kwa sishiv Hashem ezboch, mitzvah zese, mitzvah zese. Every mitzvah is bottle. Why? Because there's another God. So it doesn't mean, because you don't have to keep the mitzvahs, you follow the other God. So once you have another God, there's no reason to become the mitzvahs. Rashi is mashma, not like that. Rashi is mashma. This is shovech kechol mitzvahs. Rashi says, why? Because kol ha-moide b'avodah zarah kekoifer b'kolot torah kula. Not because it's a svara, but it's a din. And L'chora, why is that? Why does Rashi say that's a din, not a svar like Tosfos? And I think it's very simple, because if you look at the Gemara says like this, in Chuli Nidav Hei, the Loshna Gemara is ha-koifer b'avoide zora is ke-moide b'chola tora kula. The Gemara never says ha-moide b'avoide zora is ke-kofer b'tora kula. The Gemara's lashon is the opposite. Hakoifer b'avodah zarah is kilu moide b'cholat torah kula. According to Tosfos, that doesn't follow. Just because you're koifer b'avodah zarah doesn't mean that you become cholat torah kula. You could be living HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be koifer b'avodah zarah and not keep the mitzvahs. Lahavdil, like let's say the Muslims, right? The Muslims, meaning Muhammad, believes koifer b'avodah zarah, but he doesn't keep cholat torah kula. But Tosfos must learn the Gemara. What the Gemara in Chulin Daf Hei is saying, the Gemara in Chulin Daf Hei is saying, "Kol ha-moide bav, kol ha-koifer bav, jesu ki moide bav, kol ha-torah kula," says the Tirat Mim is Loshen Ikiya. Really, the Gemara means to say, "Kol ha-koif, kol ha-moide bav, jesu ki koifer bav, kol ha-torah kula." But the Gemara doesn't want to use the Loshon Tiamuide Bavoide Zora. That's why the Gemara used the Loshon Kola Koifer Bavoide Zora. But the Ika word is Kola Moide Bavoide Zora, is Koifer Bacholatara Kula. But Rashi Lechoir understood Pshutoi Kola Moide Bavoide Zora, Kola Koifer Bavoide Zora, is Kemoide Bacholatara Kula. Which is Adin. Kola Koifer Bavoide Zora, is Kemoide Bacholatara Kula. So therefore, it's a separate din, and that's why it's a din Kholatara Kula. But the question is going to Rashi, why is that such a din? That kola moide bavoide zor is ke koife b'chola toira, kola koife bavoide zor ki moide b'chola toira kula. Meaning, why is that such an equivalency? That's number one. Now, the Rambam is even more schwer, because says the Rambam the following. The Rambam in Perek, Beis, Alocha Gimel, Perek Beis Alocha Dalet, says the Rambam, mitzas avoide zor keneged kola mitzas kulani. Is one is an equivalency. Shenema vechisishko velosasus kola mitzvah zaile. Says umipi hashmua lomdo is kabbala aloha b'shem Sinai shebavoy dezora kos medaber tafsir. Meaning the kabbala is that shetishko velosasus kola mitzvahs bavoy dezora kos medaber halamadeta. We learn from this kabbala, from this tradition, then kol mitzvah means avodah zarah. We learn from here halacha shekol amoide b'avodah zarah kofer b'chol haTorah kula. If you amoide b'avodah zarah kofer b'chol haTorah kula, or b'chol shetziva Moshe, and b'chol haNeviim, b'chol haKofer b'avodah zarah amoide b'chol haTorah kula. So it says halacha is a special tradition, is a special halacha that we learn from here. So according to the Rambam, is even a bigger chiddush. That here the posuk is mechadish this aloha. It's not the pshat is that say the posuk means tishku velosasu kol mitzvahs, and is an allusion to avodah zarah because avodah zarah is equivalent, like Rashi says. The posuk is telling you that's equivalent, and that's aloha. From here we learn that there is equivalency. So according to Rashi, let's say according to Tosis, tam shver. Why doesn't it say avodah zarah? But at least you understand, because the posuk is telling you, if you're made of avodah zarah, mitzvahs have no sense. Okay, that's one thing. But according to Rashi, it's a halacha that we know that avodah zarah is shokul keneged kol mitzvahs. First of all, why is there such a halacha? Number one, according to Rashi. Number two, why is this halacha said specifically here? Number three, why doesn't the posuk say avodah zarah? Why does it have to say such a very, very indirect allusion? But according to the Rambam, it's mamash achidush. The Rambam says that this is a halacha that was said by this korban avodah zarah, and from here we learn that avodah zarah is shokul keneged kol mitzvahs. So now we say, first of all, why does Rambam have to bring that in halacha? Who cares if it's shokul keneged kol mitzvahs? That's number one. Number two, why is this halacha said specifically by the korban here, and why is this thing said right after the beragli? So those are the three questions according to Shitas HaRambam and Shitas HaTosis. So continuing on this same korban, the pasuk says the following. Says the pasuk, what korbanos do you bring if the bezdin makes such a mistake? We also call it a par bin bokar echad l'chatas. You bring a par bin bokar, I'm sorry, l'oila, and you bring a seir izim echad l'chatas. And the word chatas here is missing an aleph. So says the gemara, seir izim echad l'chatas, says the gemara in daf yud gimel in Horius. Every time a chatas comes before a noila. But by here, the par, which is a noila, precedes the chatas. If it's a chatas and noila, the soya should be before the par. Omri b'marvin, that's what they said, lechatas ksiv choser aleph. There is a chatas choser aleph to tell you that the chatas comes second. Now, why Chatas Choser Aleph tells me that the Chatas comes second and every time comes first? Posh Pshat is telling me it's not first. That's why he's taking away the Aleph. Now, the question is why? Why this Korban has a halacha that the Oila comes before the Chatas? Why is the Korban different than any other Korbanis? So, on that, there is a machlokes. The Chasdei David says in the Tosefta, in Perigimel in the Tosefta, says the Chasdei David, why is that so? Because it says, because the Gemara says in Zvochim Dav Zayin, why is Chatas before Oila? Because he's a mashal leproklit. He's like somebody who's a lawyer, an attorney. The first, he goes ahead and he tries to ask for forgiveness, and then he gives a gift. So says Rashi, first you bring the Chatas to be mechaper, and then you bring a doiran to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Oila is a doiran. So there, by Shiga Soiros Avodah Zarah, such a terrible thing, taki the khatas is na mechaper. Is a chison on the khatas. So the khatas na mechaper. And therefore the oila cannot come afterwards. Because if the oila would come afterwards, it would appear to be that the oil is a doiran, meaning that there was a kapor with the khatas, and you bring in the oil as a doiran, and in this case, the khatas never mechaper. So the oila cannot come after the khatas, because this khatas does not allow the oila to come as a doiran. So is a chisoron, what is a chisoron on the khatas? That is Shitas Achazi David. Shitas Amalbi, and the Malbim is in the Arzis Achaim, in Siman Aleph. So says the Malbim in Arzis Achaim, the following idea. Says the Malbim, the reason why here the oila precedes the khatas, because usually oila doesn't come from Kapora. Becomes oil as a doiran, so it comes after the khatas. But by Avodah Zarah, the Gemara in Kedushin says a Kodesh Baruch Hu punishes on the machshava of the Avodah Zarah. So the machshava also needs a kapora. So the oila is mechaper ala machshava because it's kolil. So here the oila is for kapora, and the machshava precedes the chet, the mindset. So every other chet, the only kapora that's needed is on the mindset. By Avodah Zarah, the machshava needs a kapora. So the oila here is a mechaper. The reason why the oila precedes the oila is not like the Chazid Ovid says a chisoron on the chatas. Is a mile on the oila, because the oila here is for kapora, is not for doiran. Because in by every zora you need kapora for the machshava. Now what's nafkimina between them? Nafkimina between them will be very simple. What happens if you have the oila of avodah zora and another chatas? The chatas of the nasi, the coin goes ahead and has somebody else's chatas, and this oila. If the halacha is the tzachisor on the chatas of avodah zarah because of mechaper, so another chatas indeed comes before the oila. Mashenkin, if it's a mile on the oila, because this oila is also mechaper, and is mechaper on the preceding thing which is machshava, this oila will precede any chatas. And the truth is, it's mashum the Tosefta like the Arzus Achaim, that this oila will mechaper all the chatas. Okay? So this interesting korban. So this idea, first of all, we have this chidush of korban, that there is an oila before a chatas, specifically after the meraglim. Why is this aloha, that here the oila comes to the chet? According to the Malbim, the idea of machshava, that said specifically after the meraglim. Look at this, we have an aloha somewhere else, meaning why does it say here? Why is this parsha here? And why is this aloha, that the kapora, the machshava you need, and that's the korban oila, come right after the story of the Meraglim. What's the significance of it? That's question number two. And then right after the idea of the story of the Khatas and the Oila, we have the story of the Mekoshesh. So the Pasuk says, Vayiyu bnei Yisrael bamidbar, vayimtzehu ish Mekoshesh eishim biyom haShabbos. They found the Mekoshesh on Shabbos. So why does it say Vayiyu Yisrael bamidbar? So already Rashi says, brings down the Sifri. The Sifri says, Bignusam shel Yisrael akosu bedavar. The Pesuk is telling the Gnus of Yisrael. Why shelo shomra al Shabbos rishoina ube shnei vezeh v'chila? That this is the second Shabbos, and the second Shabbos the Mekoshesh happened. So it comes out the Mekoshesh, that's according to the Mandomer holds, the Mekoshesh happened when? In Shana rishoina, as the second Shabbos. So if that's the case, why did the Torah wait all the way here for the story? I mean, this should have been right away in the first parsha, I mean, in Sefer Shmois. Why is it out of place so much? So the idea is the following. You have to go even weiter. The Gemara in Shabbos says the following. The Gemara says, Ki lo poirash tanya, yodea Moshe Rabbeinu shamekoishesh bimisa. Moshe Rabbeinu knew the mekoishesh was bimisa. Because the Pasuk says, in Shmoiz mechaliyah mois yumas. Ela yodea be'eze misa nerak. He did not know what misa, and therefore it says the Pasuk, Ki lo poirash lahem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him iskila. So interesting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you mechaliyah mois yumas in Sefer Shmoiz, and tells you that you get skila only here. Even though it's not here, it's the second Shabbos. So I mean, it would have made sense to put it all together for Shmois. In Sefer Shmois, you have the Oynish, and you don't know what Misa it is. And right away, HaKadosh Baruch Hu explained, why do you wait till here to tell you what Misa of Mechal Shabbos is? What's the Misa of Mechal Shabbos? The question is, Mashallah, see. Now, one thing you have to understand is something even more. If you look at it, said Chazon Ish, the Chazon Ish asks a famous question. We know Moshe Rabbeinu was told Kol HaTorah Kula. Anoichi, the Bahagur Rashi brings down, is a remnant from Kol HaTorah Kula. Tarek mitzvahs nemud l'moshe b'sinai. So, and the Gemara says, behar sinai, to tell you shmita, mainen shmita sel har sinai. So Rashi says, ma shmita klaloiseo pratoiseo nemru mitzinai. Here also, klaloiseo pratoiseo nemru mitzinai. Not only shmita, klaloiseo pratoiseo, all the mitzvahs klaloiseo pratoiseo nemru mitzinai. That's the case. Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Mechalei HaMoisim, Moshe Rabbeinu knew what it is. So what means he didn't know? Even bigger is a question is here. You could say it was a detail, but stay klaloiseo pratoiseo. So, but then the kasha is, look at the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni. Also Pesach Sheni, even the same problem. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know. Moshe Rabbeinu saw B'Sinai. Tarek mitzvah nemru l'Moshe B'Sinai. But since the Chazudish, the Poshut Teret, that Moshe Rabbeinu knew. But Moshe Rabbeinu could not teach Klal Yisrael because teaching Torah had to be Shechina Medaberes B'Toch Koroinoi. He didn't teach as Moshe Rabbeinu. He taught it as a Kudosh Baruch Hu. Since a Kudosh Baruch Hu did not tell him to say, he couldn't say. So here the Pasuk said Mechalei HaMoisiumas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was never, Moshe Rabbeinu knew that Mechalei HaMoisiumas meant skila. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't say that. Because if you'd have said that that's skila, he wasn't authorized. So that's why it was not Meforash until the Ma'aseh HaMekoshesh. Okay? Now. So the Ma'aseh HaMekoshesh told it. So the Torah only waits here. So why does the Torah wait until here to tell you that? So says the Chassam Sofer Givaldik, I think. He says, because we know the Gemara in Daf Chul in Daf Hei also says that what is the Mechal Shabbos Befarhesia has a din over the Veda Vizora. Called Mechal Shabbos Befarhesia is Kilo Veda Vizora. And the Chidush is from here, because the Pasuk says, Chassam Sofer Yisomuch, here the story of the Bekoishes was Nismach to Veda Vizora to tell me that it has a din of Veda Vizora. That's why the Torah waited that you hear, to tell me that it has a din of Veda Vizora. Now, you could see even deeper. Because Toysis asks a question. Toysis in Sanhedrin asks a question. Which means, do you know what Misa? We know that if it says Stam Misa in the Torah, what does it mean? It means Chenek. So it means Chenek. So what was Shabbin Sofek? He should have applied Chenek. So Toysis says, Toysis says, because Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid that maybe because Kol Mechal Shabbos is Kilo V'David Zora, maybe you get the Oynish of Farhesi, you get the Oynish of Skila, which is the Oynish of V'David Zora. So that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you get skila. Comes out according to Chassam Sofer, the skila is taki mitzad avodah zara. Mitzad avodah zara sheboy. So Veger asks, if that is the case, maybe skila is only on HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. According to Chassam Sofer, it's even more. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you get skila. So the skila is mitzad avodah zara, but only Mechal Shabbos Befarhesia has a din of avodah zara. So maybe taki the pasuk here by Midbar means us Befarhesia. If it was Befarhesia, maybe the din Oynish is like some Sofer says, B'Avodah Zarah, Midin Avodah Zarah is only Befarhesia, not B'Tzina. So how do you know Mechal Shabbos B'Tzina you get Skila, not Chenek? So that Rabbi Elchanan says a very geshmak there. It says Rabbi Elchanan Kovit Shiurim, and he says the following idea. He says the post says Mechalei HaMoisiumas. Mechalei HaMoisiumas is one Oynish. Since by Farhesia, the Oynish is Skila, mitzad Avodah Zarah, even though Betzina is not of Oved Avodah Zarah yet, but it's still the same Avera. It doesn't reach, but the Oynish is the same. So you get the Oynish of Avodah Zarah, even though it's not Oved Avodah Zarah because it didn't reach the Befarhesia, but the Oynish is the same. In other words, it's an Avera, which is a Avodah Zarah, a clean Avodah Zarah. A mamish like Avodah Zarah is only Befarhesia, but the Oynish is the same Oynish. So it comes out that you get the Oynish of Avodah Zarah by Chilul Shabbos, and the Oynish is mitzad Avodah Zarah. Happens to be that Befarhesia is mamish like Avodah Zarah. He is not like Avodah Zarah, but he's the same kind of Oynish, and he's the same Oynish of Avodah Zarah. So it comes out, that's the Chiddush. The reason the Pasuk tells you here is to tell you that the tzad, the Oynish, is because it's as chomor as Avodah Zarah. If that's the case, why did he wait till here? Meaning, the Kodesh Baruch Hu to tell me that that's Kedagat Avodah Zarah till here? Meaning, there's so many places of Avodah Zarah. Put in another place of Avodah Zarah. Why Dafka? Because on this Avodah Zarah after the Meraglim. What is the significance of it? Parenthetic, there's a famous Briskerov here. I didn't mention on Shabbos, but I want to mention now. Briskerov says a very geshmaki word. Ferenc Briskerov says, this Toysis Bechlal the Kasha makes very little sense. Toysis is asking, why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu apply and give Chenek? Because Tamitzes Batuer is Chenek. Says Briskerov, it's only Chenek, because the Torah doesn't say anything, the Torah means Chenek. But here, Moshe Rabbeinu, first of all, Moshe Rabbeinu already knew that it's not Chenek. Not only that, the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu did not know what it was, because Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't say what it is. It's not that he said Stam Misa. He didn't say what it is. So, in other words, only chenek, you only say in a case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say anything. So, by staying quiet, he meant chenek. But by here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't stay quiet. He didn't have the chance yet to tell the chenek. The oinish was, quote-unquote, pending. So, that's his kasha toises. But as it may, it comes out that the din oinish is the same oinish of Avodah Zarah. And that's why the pasuk brings you closer to tell you that this oinish is a din oinish of Avodah Zarah. It might not reach koivet Avodah Zarah mamish, but the oinish is the same oinish. Why do we say specifically here after the meraglim? So that's question number three. So to summarize, the question is why the alochas of korbanos of Avodah Zarah is dafka here after the meraglim? Number two, why the chidush or kol avodah Avodah Zarah is ki koifer b'chol haTorah kula? Or call it said specifically, and if it's aloha b'shebi Sinai, why would the aloha b'shebi Sinai said the Ravka here after the Meraglim? Why here chatas koide oila koidem chatas, and this aloha oila koidem chatas is dafka by the soil that was mentioned after the Meraglim? And most important, why call bechal Shabbos kilo v'davide zora? And most important, the oinish of Shabbos, which is kilo, which is the same oinish of avide zora, because there's nene every there is a lot of avide zora. Why is that said specifically here after the Meraglim? To answer all of this, we have to understand what the Inyan HaMeraglim was. So the Gemara says the following. It says the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Kuvdalid, Omar of Omar Beichan, Bipnima Higdim Pel Ain, you know, if you prokim Necha, the pay comes before the Ain, Bipnima Meraglim Shikdimu Pel Ain, because the Meraglim or Makdim, the Avera, their Avera is the door, Makdim Pel Ain. The question is, what does that mean, that we're Makdim Pel Ain? And of course, you see that the Pel Ain is so important. Because you look like the Ma'apilim. You see the Ma'apilim, when they wanted to rectify, they were Ma'apilim. And like Mike Bernstein says, Ma'apilim, the ayin is before the pay. So they tried to put the ayin before the pay. What does it mean that the pay was before the ayin, the Meraglim, and how does that represent the Meraglim, who the Meraglim are? To the point, okay, to the point that Tisha B'Av is, which is the Yoim, Atem Bechisim B'chia Shalchinim, and Nikva Lachem B'chia L'doiris, was Nikva Pelain. Afuch, the Gemara in Gittim, the Gemara goes and tells the story of the Churban. And the Gemara says the Bar Kamtza was able to destroy the Beis HaMikdash because he went to the Roman general and he told him that the Jews were murdered. The Jews rebelled against him. He wanted to sell a Korban. And the Korban had a mum that was a mum to us, not a mum to goyim. And Machloik is the Gemara, what kind of a mum was it? Was it a mum in Bedukim Shebain? Was a mum in the ayin or was a mum in the lips? Why? Why dafka the mum of the lips? Because the churban came because pelayin. And so see the chisoron is if you're marked in pelayin, is it a chisoron on the ayin or is it a chisoron on the pe? That's the machlok is the gemara. Question: what's the pelayin? How do you see that? But the fourth is the following: Sefer Tira says that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world be sefer v'sipur. There is a double sefer that the world was created. So says the growing Sefer Tznius, Sefer Tira, and Sefer Tznius alludes to it. There's two sforim. There's one sefer mitzad the writer. That what the writer writes, and then there is a sefer beside the reader, because the reader's interpretation is not what the writer does. Like the Rida today, also there are so many philosophers of reading that there is reader's interpretation. Your interpretation might not be the interpretation of the writer. We in the world, we live in a world that we see the world that Kadosh Baruch Hu created, the Stakel, the rights of our Alma in the Torah. And we have to make sure that our reading coincides with what Kadosh Baruch Hu wrote. That there is a symmetry between the book of the writer and the book of the reader. Chet Etzadas was that we created a confusion that the two do not match. One is Etzachayim, that's the book of the reader, the writer, and Etzadas, which is the book of the reader. And there is a lot, the Charva Misapechas, that separates the two. If you look at this, is a fusion, a function of the world. Because Chet Etzadas, what it did, it separated the reality, like the Rambam says, before there was no emes and sheker, there was chaim and moves. Today there is such a thing that a person could have sheker. Sheker the pshat is that you don't connect to what the intention is. You separate your view of the world is separate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. There's a separation. There's a different view. It's a different story. It is a different narrative. If we look by Luchos HaRishoynes, before the Chet HaEgel. What were Luchos HaRishoynes? Luchos HaRishoynes, as we've spoken so many times, Mizeh, Mizeh, and Ksuvim, like the Beis HaLevi says, the Kol HaTorah Shebal Peh was written. The pshat is that the Luchos HaRishoynes were self-evident. Was no difference. What you saw is what it is. The book of the reader and the book of the writer were in complete synchrony. That's why Mizeh Mizeh Ksuvim. There was no barrier. There was nothing separating. The reality was as it was. It was self-evident. That idea that the book of the reader and the book of the writer are the same Durkos HaRishonis. By Chet Egel, which is Chet Etzadas B'Madura Tinyona, we created that the two are separated. You have to connect today the book of the reader to the book of the writer. They're not self-evident. Torah Shebal Peh is not part of Shebichsav. Torah Shebichsav is here, and Torah Shebal Peh allows you to get the real pshat on Torah Shebichsav, to understand on Torah Shebichsav what was Rotzen HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he did it. Right? That's the idea that became always self-evident. Chet HaMeraglim, like Rashi says here in Chumash, Rashi says of the Pasuk, Arboim Shona, that the Oynesh was that they're going to be in the Midbar for 40 years. And Rashi says, because people should die between 20 and 60, at the age of 60, people will die. So Rashi has the kasha, one second, the first year, how can you count, is before Chet HaMeraglim. Says Rashi, because Chet HaMeraglim came to punish also in the hate of the eagle. It's the Gemara of Chet HaEgel. That's why the Pasuk says, Tisu es avoino yisechem, you're going to carry your sins. So Rashi asks, one second, it's not avon yisechem, not your sins. You should carry your sin, avonchem. What's avon yisechem? Rashi says that here you have to pay, once you did Chet HaMeraglim, you have to pay also for the Chet HaEgel. Why one is to the other? Because what was Chet HaEgel? Chet HaEgel was that things were not self-evident. You have to create a narrative. You see it, you have to connect to the source. The world is not connected to the source. The book of the reader is not the book of the writer. The Meraglim took that and they gave an interpretation that they didn't connect to the source. That's Ikdimu Pelain. What Ikdimu Pelain? They have their own interpretation, came before the reality. In other words, it's not that they saw reality, the interpretation was to connect reality. Ayin is always the source. Ayin is always the source of things. Peh is how you explain. Peh is the Gemar. So they had an interpretation. Why? Because they were afraid, they didn't want to do it. So they came already with an agenda, and they saw what they wanted to see. In life, you see what you want to see. I mentioned the story of the tells the Rav that he went to some people from Lita to visit. At least the story is that he went to visit the Louvre, and he goes to see the Louvre, and he hears that the French people are introducing to the Lithuanians the art, the French art. And they would go ahead and show a painting, and you would see that the Lithuanians say, listen, this is nice, but the colors are very pale. It looks like sour milk. And then they went to the Impressionists, and the comment was always the same. Yes, it's beautiful art, but the colors are very pale. Some just look like sour milk. And when they went to the Mona Lisa, the comment was the same. So the French people, the French hosts were very, very upset with these Lithuanian, peasants. And they said, one second, what do you mean? You go come to criticize our art? So the Telzarov turns back and he looks at the Balabos, who was representing the Lithuanians, had glasses, and his glasses had sour milk on the glasses. So he saw everything that looked like sour milk because of his glasses. And that's what he said. You see, in life, it doesn't matter what you see, it doesn't matter how you see it. And that's Ktiva Pelayin. Ktiva Pelayin is because in this world, which is not self-evident, you could create a narrative to separate and to create your own book of the reader. Because the book of the reader is not the intention to go to the writer. He has a whole excuse to try to make it on his own. And you see that that's the story of the Meraglim again and again. Eretz Yocheles Yoshvea. Eretz Yocheles Yoshvea. Why? Because they saw that they were bearing people. Because Bohu made that miracle to make them bury their people, the Knanim were burying their own people, not to catch the Jews. And they even said, well, this place kills people. So you always interpret it in the way how you ought to see. You ought to see that they were stronger than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You saw yourself like a grasshopper, right? We saw that they were the same also. Because if you saw yourself, that's how you see them to see you. This is the idea, Ikdimu Pelayin. They created a story, a narrative. They created a pirush before trying to see what it is. The din ayin is always going to the source. They created a narrative that's separate from the source. Says the Rambam Parakal, because Avodah Zarah, that's the chet of Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is the old tzva kvechovim, the old tzva shomayim. They have powers. But if you look at it, you have to connect to the story. You have to look at it and to realize that this is the book of the reader. and it's connected to the book of the writer. Everything is connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. But once the Avodah Zarah, you want to use it for yourself, what happens? They separate it. They created a world of its own. Avodah Zarah is not really sourcing to the Mekor, it's separating things from the Mekor. That's Avodah Zarah. All of our desires, says the Rambam, that's called Dor Enosh, that they saw the way they separated. They took the narrative from what was supposed to be written. Says the Pasuk by us, after the Cheta Meragli, we learn that Avodah Zarah is not Stam Avera. That's the underlying issue of Kol Olam Kulay. The underlying issue of Kol HaMitzvah is to be Mechaber Olam Hazet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avodah Zarah is not only head of Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, there's an underlying hashkofa behind it, which is separating the Olam Hazeh from its source, which is the Chet HaMeraglim. Chet HaMeraglim brought to Klal Yisrael that in the world today, the Ikar Chisoren, which is Chet HaTzadas, is separating the book of the reader, which is Olam Hazeh, from the source, which is the book of the writer. That is the source of Avodah Zarah. So it comes out of Avodah Zarah is the mindset. But what the issue of Avodah Zarah is the source of Avodah Zarah. What's the source of Avodah Zarah? Is the separation, is the chiluk between the world here to the world there. Emil, it's Givaldik. This is the chidush, the chatas, the oil kadem chatas. Before Chet HaBeraglim, Avodah Zarah is a navir lakir gudeget kol aviris. But after Chet HaBeraglim, that they actually brought and finalized the head of the eagle. That the world here is separated from there, and you could separate it. The oil of the Adam has the ability to separate. He creates the idea that Avodah Zarah is not just a head. Avodah Zarah is the underlying idea. Avodah Zarah doesn't end and start by the mindset. It starts by the machshava. Because the ikar of Avodah Zarah is not the mindset anymore. It's the machshava. Because that becomes avodah in olam hazeh after the meraglim. So Mimela, for sure, Avodah Zarah comes here. The chet of Avodah Zarah becomes much more significant. Why? Because Avodah Zarah becomes the underlying theme of Kol HaTorah Kula. Avodah Zarah is not just a chet. In the world of the Meraglim, we have to misak in the chet of Meraglim all of our lives, which is connect to the world. So Avodah Zarah is exactly what the chet of Meraglim is. The mind says Avodah Zarah, but the source of the chet is the chet of separation, which is the chet of Meraglim. So then the pasuk tells you here, the korbanos of Avodah Zarah, and the Avodah Zarah becomes Kol HaTorah Kula by after the Meraglim. Before the Meraglim, it was an Avera, Chamura. But he tells you that Avodah Zarah is the shortest of Kol HaMitzvahs. So it's when the Rambam comes to explain that they are the same, it's not telling you that they have some Avera, they're telling you that the same essence. Understand what mitzvahs are, you understand what Avodah Zarah is, they really do opposite of each other. Avodah Zarah is when you separate the world from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You give a chashivas on its own. You turn the book of the reader separate from the book of the writer, which is Chet HaMeraglim. That is the yesoid of Avodah Zarah, and that's the yesoid of Kol HaTorah Kula. So today he tells you that Avodah Zarah is the shortest of Kol HaMitzvahs. Kol HaMitzvahs are connected to Avodah Zarah because that is the tikkun Chet HaMeraglim. So Mimera comes out very givaldic. We asked, why is this halacha that Avodah Zarah is connected to Kol HaMitzvahs? What's the halacha? Why do we need such a law? Why is Chet HaMeraglim? Yes, because after Chet HaMeraglim, the Soicha Kol HaMitzvahs is to be Mechaber Olam Hazet HaKudosh Baruch Hu, which is exactly the opposite of Avodah Zarah. Today, the mitzvahs become the opposite of Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, the mitzvahs become separate. That's why the halacha of that Oila Koidem Lechatas is Dafka here. Because here tells you that Avodah Zarah is not Taman Avodah. The Avodah Zarah is, there is a shortage of Avodah Zarah that's the worst. The shortage of Avodah Zarah, which becomes evident by the Meraglim. And Mimela, what's the tikkun of Avodah Zarah? Is Shabbos. Shabbos is the chibur of the Bria HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we realize that Kol HaBria Kula, there is a writer, and he is the one who's koveya. We are not the ones koveya. That's why the Maral says in Sefer HaTiferes that Loisane Verocha Etshov, Eidus Sheker is keneged Shabbos. Because that's Eidus. Eidus, you take a mindset, you connect to the source. If you lie, you create a story that doesn't connect to the source. Connecting the source, the story to the source, the book of the reader to the book of the writer, that's a mitzvah Shabbos. So Shabbos today tells you that that's the antidote of Avodah Zarah. Now that we understand after Chetah Meraglit, the Avodah Zorah is not Stam Avera. Avodah Zorah is the world of separation. The tikkun of Avodah Zorah is Shabbos. So the idea that Shabbos, Kol Mechalas HaShabbos, is Kilo Ved Avodah Zorah, is Dafka after the Chetah Meraglit, which Avodah Zorah becomes not just a Chet, becomes the Yisoy Shel Kol HaChatoyim. That Avodah Zorah is not Stam and Avera, but there is a Shoresh of Avodah Zorah, which is the Shoresh of Kol Torah Kula, and the antidote to it, the Shabbos. So therefore, the Pasuk tells you that the Oynish of Shabbos is the Oynish of Avodah Zorah, and this Keneged Kilo of Avodah Zorah, Dafka after Chetah Meraglim. Before Chetah Meraglim, Avodah Zorah was not that, was an Avera, Kol Averus. Today, Avodah Zorah becomes the Avodah of Olam Hazeh, the Avodah of the Tikkun of Chetah Meraglim, which is the Gemar of Chetah Tzadas, which is the idea of avoiding separation. Connection is Shabbos. That's the world that we know, that Yom Shekulu is Shabbos Umenucha, Ata Echod, Mishimcha Echod, Umikyamcha Isogo Echad. That you create the Ichud, which is the Ichud Olam, the world of Kriya to the world of Ksiva, the book of the reader, the book of the writer, Olam Hazeh to the source of the Olam Hazeh. That's the Tikkun Shabbos, which is Mesak and Avodah Zorah, which Avodah Zorah today is not an Avera, is the underlying theme shall call HaTorah Kula, and for that Machsheves Avodah Zorah. So the Chidush of after the Meraglim is that what counts is not Avodah Zorah. What counts today is Machsheves Avodah Zorah. And Machsheves Avodah Zorah is something that permeates everything. And that Machsheves Avodah Zorah is what mitzvahs come to Mesakin, and the tikkun to avoid Machsheves Avodah Zorah is Shabbos, and therefore called Mechalas HaShabbos, Kilo Avodah Zorah.